Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening, and excuse me, got a cough today for some reason. But anyway, we got Larry on his mountaintop. How are you doing, Larry?
Oh, just focusing on those glasses again.
Yeah, there's a lot going on kind of hidden away underneath. And I guess we can start maybe with this Dr. Kaku, Michio Kaku, who is a... fairly renowned, I guess you'd call him, astrophysicist. And did he not give a warning, something about Nibiru or Planet X is coming around? What did you hear about that?
I saw that. They had it posted on beforeitsnews.com. And mm-hmm. Dr. Michio Kaku gave a warning. He said, Nibiru is here. And he was referring to the fact that Nibiru is in our neighborhood, in other words, our solar system, and said prepare for mass extinction, that the U.S. and Russia are working together on figuring out what's coming and how to defend from that. And, Michio Kaku, he's a pretty sharp guy, and he's got a lot of connections. And he's been warning, but this is the first warning that came out that said that it's definitely in our neighborhood, our solar system. So, as a matter of fact, he had images. I sent you a copy of that report and image.
Yes. Yeah. I'm wondering, it's hard to vet these things. And it's because they've had so many scares with Planet X. Now, we know biblically that the Destroyer, Planet X, Planet of the Crossing, Apollyon, whatever you want to call it, is definitely inbound. And that the changes that are going on the planet are definitely a part of that because it's disturbing the sun. Now, a lot of people don't believe in crustal shifts. They don't. I'm not even sure they believe in magnetic pole shifts, but a lot of this stuff that's going on right now is, I believe, in relationship to the inbound. And there have been some recent articles of this gigantic planet or whatever it is, brown dwarf, which is very, very interesting, considering especially what you were shown by the Lord, considering it looks to me like a brown dwarf, which has a huge gravitational field around it. And there are some prophecies that there are seven planets that revolve around this thing. And when we see them, then the end is here. The end for humanity, I guess one could say. So it's very, very fascinating here. I want your take on this. Geophysical pole shift has already started. North America is rolling south and tipping. There is no doubt that a geophysical pole shift is starting. What is hard to find are facts and data about the actual direction the continents are moving because we have so many people online putting out false information. The internet, Google, Facebook, Hollywood, etc., are owned by companies and corporations that are trying to control the narrative so that we don't find out what is really going on. Good information is being suppressed, which means that it's really hard to find good pictures on Google search. The Earth tilts already because that's how the seasons operate. We tilt at a normal tilt of about 23.5 degrees. However, we've been getting reports, I don't know about you, Larry, but we've been getting a lot of reports from people all over, and this has been going on now for 3-4 years, that the sun was rising in a place that they didn't think it did for the season, especially housewives. You know, they put their plants in the windows for sun, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and they were saying, well, the sun doesn't shine where it should. It's coming in from a different window. And the Inuit reported that the sun and the moon had shifted, making their navigation harder, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there are a lot of reports coming in from people. And, of course, scientists are going to just poo-poo it, mock it, and say you're just seeing things. But what's your take on this pole shift has started? We know the magnetic shift has already begun.
Well, and it's very interesting, Stuart, what you said, because even light, you know, where I'm at, I watch it come in certain windows, and then one day it doesn't. And we have seen reports, astronomical reports, about the tilt of the Earth being a little bit more than it's supposed to be. And it's going the moon and the sun in the directions they come up off a little bit. Now, what's interesting also is the fact that I watch a lot of space weather and NOAA and also the astronomical groups and websites.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I can glean, it appears that every single planet in our solar system is tilting more than they should. And that means something massive with tremendous gravity is out there, and it's causing a tilting of basically the entire solar system.
Yeah. In fact, those reports have been coming in, I think, for about a year, that they said that some massive object was tilting the entire system. Folks, if you want to know about a planetary crustal shift, read Isaiah chapter 24. It says that the planet actually wobbles like a top as it's slowing down. Normally, when you take a top and it's spinning rapidly, it's very stable, which is where we are right now, or were. We aren't anymore. But as the top slows down, it begins to very slightly just move. And that's what Isaiah chapter 24 says, that we get a slight wobble, and a wobble will always come back to where it should be, and then it may even go the other way a little bit. It just wobbles back and forth. And as the top slows down, the wobbles get bigger and bigger, and finally the top tumbles and falls over. And this is exactly what Isaiah chapter 24 says is coming. And let me read another part of this article, Geophysical Pole Shift. The Earth has been wobbling around like a top as the locations of geophysical magnetic north change. Sun is now rising further south in the winter for those of us in America. We older folks know the difference because we are used to looking at the rising and setting of sun for years. Our Earth also leans or tips, which creates the seasons. However, the tip or tilt has nothing to do with the geophysical pole shift itself, so don't be fooled. Recently, though, our Earth has started to roll due north, which has been off-center by as much as 29 degrees, is now moving in the direction of the magnetic north, which is at the top of the globe, or due north. Now, what they've been saying is that the North Star is not where it should be. It's changing, and that's one of the ways they're measuring this. Not a nearly a word, though, from science. A geophysical pole shift usually starts with a magnetic pole shift, meaning that the magnetic north moves first, and then the geophysical pole shift follows in the same manner. So there you go. Now, I don't know whether this is what a part of what Michio Kaku is talking about, Nibiru. But I would suspect that Isaiah 24 is, in fact, speaking about some space object that comes through and topples the planet. We know that Planet X is actually real because the Bible itself talks about it. And we don't know exactly what it is. Could you tell the folks somewhat about your vision, Larry, where you were taken out and shown that?
Well, that was interesting because it came about when we were really talking about years ago the destroyer. That's what
yes.
we called it, was destroyer. And also, you know, you had got your hands on a Coburn Bible. I got one a little later. And anyway, I was praying about that. And so one night I was just taken by the Lord out, and I went from earth to the sun, past the sun, our own sun, and kept going. And it was seemed like a long way. But, you know, I was shown something that looked very dark brown. It was a brown dwarf, it appeared to me. I saw it so up close. I couldn't see the entourage. I couldn't see any of the planets or the asteroids, etc. All I could see was the destroyer, and that's what the Lord appeared to tell me, was that he called it the destroyer. And that's
mm-hmm.
it. And I came back and I told you, and we've talked about it a few times. And
yeah, it's a brown dwarf, for everybody that wants to know, is it's a collapsed star, basically. It has a gigantic gravitational field. And they aren't very big. This one, they claim now, from the articles I've read, they're calling it a super planet or whatever you want to call it. It's about 5, 6, 7 times greater than Jupiter is. It's a collapsed thing, as far as I know. And from all the reports that we're getting, and they're disguising it, Planet 9, now they've come out with this new big planet, and these are all kind of, how do I say, ways to introduce the public to something that they know is inbound, they know it's coming. And all you really have to do is look at what the governments are doing. And when you look around the world at what governments are doing and preparations for this, in the book of the Colburn, it says that the wise know where it went, this destroyer, and they know when it's coming back. Therefore, they would know the signs that it was approaching long before the general public would even have a clue that this was going on. And what's very, very interesting is that they're digging all these underground tunnels. This is kind of like Alternative 3. And Alternative 2, if I remember right, was the one where they would dig all these huge, huge underground tunnels and cities, and they would interconnect each other with these magnetic high-speed trains. We've got now videotape from truckers who have traveled for thousands of miles in these huge underground tunnels. That's all part of this escaping what they know is coming. And when you saw movies like Deep Impact, very, very interesting how they were going to try to escape the results of a huge comet impact. And on it goes. They're moving libraries, for example, to higher grounds. They have this seed vault in Norway. And the university, one of the universities in Norway, even made mention of the fact that they felt that where that seed vault is would be the equator after this was all over. So this is all real. Don't think for a minute that because it hasn't shown up or because all the dates that have been set gone by and nobody can see anything, that it isn't real. This thing, like Larry said, he went beyond the sun. That's a big clue. It's coming in from behind the sun. And we may or may not see it. I see a lot of pictures on YouTube. I don't believe any of them myself. But I believe the Bible. And when the Bible says this thing is inbound, it is inbound. And, you know, it's kind of like the flood of Noah. I don't see why people need to have proof. If the Bible said that the flood was real, it was real. And there's all kinds of proof text that something is definitely inbound and things are beginning to happen on planet Earth. What else you got on that front, Larry?
Well, it's interesting too that Marshall Masters just put out a new post talking about we've entered phase two, and phase two appears to be when this object begins to affect the solar system around us and our planet too. And Marshall said something that's very true. He says he has never seen such a time in world history that unbelief is at an all-time high. He says nobody anymore believes what the warnings are.
Yeah, that's that's even true of the Bible. Biblical prophecies, unwanted stepchild, you feed it bread and water if you want to keep it alive, otherwise you stuff it down in the basement and don't talk about it. This is getting worse and worse because the apostasy is in full swing now. And it's having itching ears. They've turned their ears away from the truth, and they have embraced instead a whole bunch of lies. And that's true in the salvation doctrines as well. We have a church that is totally now apostate in every denomination, doesn't matter what denomination it is. And that's not me saying that. That's the Lord saying that. This is part of the prophecies. And that probably extends over, I'm sure, to the destroyer. The Bible talks about the destroyer. Well, if the Bible talks about it, it couldn't possibly be true. And this is the attitude of the people, and this is one of the reasons why God destroys a nation, is because they leave the Word of God. A nation that forgets God is turned into hell. It's going to happen. And we have forgotten God. The people of America, by and large, have forgotten God, and even those who claim themselves Christians, if we were to apply the biblical parameters of that, we wouldn't find too many real Christians around. And that, again, is a result of, I guess you could call it, defection away from the truth. And it's all coming down exactly as the biblical prophet said it would. As far as the inbound effects, let me read you some headlines, Larry. Make a comment anywhere you want. Two French rivers disappear underground in large cracks and sinkholes. Scientists warn that millions of sea creatures are in real peril as ocean temperatures rise to dangerous new records. Earthquake swarms in southern Italy. Colorado Springs hailstorm caused a second highest damage total ever on record in Colorado. Worst hailstorm in memory hits Lavetta, Colorado. Hundreds of cars flooded. Numerous water rescues in Oklahoma City. Landslide hits Ethiopia's Amhara. 8 people dead. USGS, HVO scientist in charge, gives Kilauea eruption lull analysis. Evidently, it's kind of stopped for a little while. Floods in Colombia's Mocoa force 30,000 people to evacuate. August 5th, 2018, magnitude 7.0 Lombok earthquake. More than 100 tons of dead sea creatures wash up in Florida this month. Parts of the Doubs River in France dries up after large cracks appear in the riverbed. Very warm Mediterranean Sea, severe weather due in the autumn. Shallow magnitude 6.6 earthquake hits Japan. Unexpected surge of water vapor in the mesosphere. Prolonged noctilucent cloud season. I'm probably not pronouncing that right. The Kerala death toll jumps to 106. 15,000 people homeless and worth floods in nearly 100 years in India. That's just a few of them. How can anybody listen to that and say, well, things are normal? What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I even laugh now when people say, well, this is everything's still like it's supposed to be, and those noctilucent clouds that you're talking about, they're actually on the edge of space now, which they've never been that way before, and they have ripples in them, ripples that appear to be like you would see in a gravity wave or an energy wave. And at the same time, we're having storms, especially in Oklahoma, but other parts of the country too, that the lightning is going from the top of the storms all the way almost to space. So, hey, things are not normal. I mean, you know, I'm up here on my mountaintop shouting out that this is not normal.
Yeah. If you only look at your local weather, you're not ever going to get a clue. So you're going to get your occasional cloud burst or your blizzard or whatever, and people just shrug their shoulders and plow themselves out in the wintertime or hope that their driveways weren't destroyed in a cloud burst. But other than that, heat wave, yeah, we complained about that. Cold wave, yeah, boy, that was a real bitter winter. But other than that, they really don't see that anything is out of the ordinary. But when you look around the world at what is going on, all of a sudden, you find out that we are really, planet Earth is in very serious trouble. You had an email or something that you told me about that we didn't have long to wait. Can you elaborate just a little bit, if it's possible?
Yeah, I got there was a lady on my blog that reads my blogs, and she put a rather lengthy email to me on my blog reply, and she's over 80 years old. She's been around quite some time, and she's been listening to Stuart and Larry for many years, and says, don't know what she'd do without us. And so I applaud her actually sending this, but she said she was in prayer.
Hello?
She's poor. She didn't have any income particularly and has no money to send us, but she said she sends our prayers constantly. And she was praying the other day for us and said that the Lord spoke to her and said, you don't have long to wait now. You know, and this was during the time you and I were talking about things coming suddenly. So, wow. I mean, I just have to say, I appreciate her saying that. So
incredible. Yeah, you're breaking in and out. Are you still there? Hello? Well, I guess we lost Larry. Let's see if we can get him back. Nope, he's dropped out. Let's see. Maybe I should try and call him. Let's see if he comes back on. We've had problems like this right along. Glitches, by the way, folks, the glitches are really, really starting to get worse and worse. And I do believe that a lot of this is electromagnetic in its nature. And it's causing all kinds of glitches on the computer. It's causing all kinds of problems just about everywhere you look. And people are complaining about, you know, they can't get on our website or this or that. And I'm going to try and call Larry because he's not calling back in. So, see what we can do here. Sorry for the interrupt. One of those things. And okay, let's see if we can dial him up. Oh, wait a minute. I think he's back. See if I can get him. Excuse me, folks. You back?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now.
Okay.
Oh, well, one
I
of those
guess,
deals.
I guess the enemy didn't want us telling about that woman's experience. Where did I
well,
break?
You know,
where did I
we
stop?
Don't. You just said that, you know, she said she didn't have much time left. Not her,
no,
but
no,
she
no,
didn't have long
no.
to wait. But,
yeah,
and
yeah,
I believe
that's
that.
What I wanted to. That's the point I wanted to get across, that she felt like the Lord was telling her it wasn't long now, but it didn't have anything to do so much with her personally. It was something corporate that was coming.
Yeah, this is a, if you go into Thessalonians, folks, and this is kind of interesting, we rarely talk about the rapture of the church. And there are people who believe no rapture. There are people who believe pre-trib, at trib, in the middle of the trib, pre-wrath, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. My comment is the Lord knows exactly when he's coming back for his people. The point I'm trying to make is if you go into Thessalonians where it talks about sudden destruction cometh upon them, they shall not escape, but you, brethren, will. And it says sudden destruction. I conclude, hopefully that I'm wrong, that the sudden destruction is in fact the taking of the church. Perry Stone is kind of an interesting, I guess you'd call him an evangelist, teacher, whatever, did an interesting study on some of the comments that the Lord made about lightning. And he concluded that the return of Jesus might be a huge global EMP event, and it would be the sudden destruction. And, of course, that would cause a global blackout for a while until they figured out what had happened to them. This thing comes as a total surprise. I personally believe in a pre or at trib or slightly into trib rapture position. My reason, one of the primary reasons I believe that is because if you read Daniel very carefully, the last week of Daniel, the 70th week, is for thy people and thy holy city, Jerusalem. It's for Israel. It doesn't have anything to do with the church whatsoever. If you go into the book of Revelation, you'll find chapters 2 and 3 outline the seven churches, which are both historical types of people and types of churches, as well as prophetic. The Last Day Church, Laodicean Church, is not even a saved church, which is why Jesus Christ warned about it. Peter warned about it, evil people posing as Christians that would look like a Christian, talk like a Christian, act like a Christian, but they were not. They were deceivers, and they would come in and basically gut the church. And that's what Peter warned about, that they were coming. And lo and behold, they definitely are here in full force, which is why we have such an apostate group of Christians now. But the point being that if the at-trib, pre-trib slightly, or slightly into the tribulation position is correct, and if you go into the wedding ceremonies of ancient Asia and Israel, they had a seven-day wedding feast. Well, Daniel's 70th week is 7 days or 7 years. And Jesus himself is the one who unwraps the seals on the seal judgments. So why would Jesus make war against his own church, his own bride? It doesn't make any sense. Logically, it doesn't even make any sense. So they're either hidden away somehow or they're taken out of here, one or the other. And knowing that we have probably a seven-year wedding feast up there, I can see why. There's over 200 reasons why. I was reading an article from a guy. I don't know what your position is, Larry. I mean, people argue about this all the time. I'm just kind of, I just happen to be, for a long, long time, I was mid-trib. And the Lord said, I think you better reread this. And the more I researched it, I could see where he was coming from. However, we don't know exactly when that's going to be because we don't know when Daniel's 70th week is going to start. But we are coming up on the 70th year, folks, the end of the 70th year. starts on 9/10, September 10th. Feast of Trumpets ends on 9/11. So I can't say that deals in the rapture, but it may deal very well with war and a peace agreement that Kushner and the rest of those guys are working on. Have you heard any more about that peace agreement, Larry?
Well, I have, Stuart, and it's very interesting. Matter of fact, today I saw a very interesting report. I've been watching the last week or two, you know, while this smokescreen of Mueller and all this other is going on in Washington. I've been watching in the background that Kushner's been busy with Greenblatt and some others working up this new Middle East peace deal behind the scenes. And this report came out today from Koenig International News. Listen to this. U.S. Ambassador David Friedman tells Israeli ministers that no, there is no reason to evacuate Israeli settlements in the new peace deal. In other words, he told him, don't worry about evacuation of Israeli settlements. You'll get to keep all those settlements. So this peace deal is coming about regardless of whether people are watching it or hearing about it or whatever. It's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah. I know a lot of people aren't sure. The way it's worded, it could be an Oslo Accord. It could be that, Saudi working. I think they're in on this anyway. Aren't Kushner working with the Saudis and whatnot on this?
Oh, absolutely, Stuart. Netanyahu and Kushner and Greenblatt and Friedman are working with Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia. They've all entwined in this, and that's where the angle this is coming from.
Wow. Okay, speaking about the Middle East, Iran, just as from your update, Iran General Soleimani ready for a jihad. And you got this poster that he made with the White House up in flames. Now, that's the second one I've seen where the White House is burning up. Remember the one with Trump who was dead and there was an eagle pecking on his body that just came out? What is this one about?
That was just a couple of days ago, actually. And we're seeing more and more imagery or video or, you know, whatever, of an attack on the White House itself. It's very interesting. A friend of mine, the Philippine pastor that has a son named Sam, Sam said that he was told by an angel that there would be a massive attack on the White House, a terror attack. So, you know, who knows? We don't know. But it's interesting, the imagery that we're seeing coming out now, especially from Soleimani, and, you know, he's from Iran.
Yeah, and he's the one who said, I'm just awaiting orders to crush Israel. And they do have, I notice here on your thing, and I think I got several articles on it, sleeper cell militants hibernate inside the USA, ready and are positioning for a coming attack. Now, folks, you want to read Isaiah chapter 47 and Jeremiah, where he says, the Lord says, I'm filling you with enemy combatants, basically is who they are, who will rise up against you when the signal is given. The Lord has a great controversy with the United States. People would say, well, we're not that bad, you know, we're better than North Korea and their gulags. Well, don't be so sure of what the United States is actually into via the NSA, CIA, and other intel agencies. I think if all of this was exposed to the American people, they'd be in total shock at what's really going on, hidden away underneath. You may remember that the lady they just approved here was that CIA or NSA or who was that? I can't remember, Larry. She, but
CIA.
She ran prisons.
Yeah, CIA.
CIA, yeah, she ran prisons. It's coming out now how bad some of those prisons were. As far as these sleeper cell militants, we have 35 known jihadi training bases in the United States. The FBI knows about it. Nothing's being done about it. When you stand back and you look at the big picture, you can't blame our government. You can't blame Obama. You can't blame the Clintons or the Bushes or Trump. It's God himself that has opened up the borders to flood us because it's a judgment against us. And we are going to be taken down. And Dmitry Duderman and his vision, Larry, didn't we fall very, very suddenly?
Yeah, he saw America fall like a star.
Wow. Very, very fast. And I believe that's probably true because of what the Bible has to say about it. So all one can do, folks, is prepare for hard times that are coming and pray that the Lord will take his people out of here, but don't rely on it because he may have a different viewpoint than I do or Larry does or anybody else. What do you think, Larry, on that? Do you think the bride will go fairly soon? I mean, it sounds like that older woman was told, you don't have long to wait.
Yeah, it's, my take on it's a little bit different. My take is I'm pretty well convinced that it'll happen when it's time, you know. So that don't leave me a lot of criticism room. But, you know, it's very shocking because I know we all try to time this thing and put a date on it, but we can't because if I remember my Bible correctly, you know, it says the Son don't even exactly know the moment of his coming that the Father will tell him.
Yeah, what happens evidently in the Jewish wedding scenario is that the engagement takes place, and then the son goes back to his father's house and prepares a place for his new bride. But it is the father that gives the nod that everything is ready, and then the son can go get his bride. It's very, very interesting if you go into the Oriental wedding concepts and how they go down. It's identical to the Bible's removal of his bride. And so it's very, very interesting. And Larry's right. It's not going to happen until the Lord decides it's going to happen. And our theologies really don't matter much. It's kind of like salvation theology. It doesn't really matter what your theology is. It only matters what the Lord's theology is. He's the one who is ultimately going to interpret all of that. This is very, very interesting, though, because if they're ready for a jihad, second thing about explosion of the White House, there have been several movies about this where the White House is taken down. Soul Survivor, was that not a White House destruction in that
well,
movie?
There, yeah, one movie was White House Down. That was the name of the movie. And no, it wasn't Soul Survivor. That was in Afghanistan. But there was another one besides that, and I don't remember the name of it, but both of those movies was made fairly close to each other, and they were simply about taking of the White House in Washington, D.C. by violence.
Yeah, and there was a movie concerning the Soviet or the communist takeover of the United States. I can't remember the name of it. It was a series of TV programs, and it was spelled America with a K. And if I remember right, the White House went down and Congress went down with it. I mean, if you wanted
to get rid of the...
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that was an old movie, America with a K, and Kris Kristofferson starred in that show, and it was very, very interesting, and they actually betrayed Congress and assassinated Congress during the taking.
Yeah. So it's not that people haven't been warned. It's kind of like Schwarzenegger's Terminator series and the taking of America by nuclear war. It's far more accurate than people would want to believe simply because of biblical prophecies. Jeremiah says we get hit with nuclear missiles from all over the world, basically. They come up out of the north, they come up from the Atlantic, they come up from the Pacific, from the Gulf of Mexico. There's a gas attack, I believe, beforehand, if that vision was right. I can't remember the guy's name that had that vision, but it's very, very accurate when it, because it parallels exactly what the Bible says.
Well, too, Stuart, on top of that, there was breaking news yesterday and today, and Koenig International actually posted it today. Chinese bombers appear to be training for strikes on the U.S., and that's a Pentagon warning that's coming out. So it's coming right out of the Pentagon that the Chinese appear to be training their bombers to attack U.S. locations.
Yeah, and I read an article where they found Soviet bombers coming by Alaska. So they're probing again. And then we had submarines in the Atlantic probing. We're getting ready for the Ezekiel 38-39. Now we have Isaiah 17. We have Daniel chapter 8. It's eerily quiet right now over there. But you read an article about Israel moving their forces back to the north. I'm sure they're leaving some for the Gaza concept, but what is that about?
It's very interesting, Stuart, especially since you mentioned Isaiah 17, because we don't know how that comes about. But with Soleimani threatening and Iran threatening, this is what's interesting. Let me read it to you. This was today from Ynet News in Israel.
Yes.
The IDF, now that's the Israeli Defense Forces, war plans for facing combat with Hezbollah. It says Israel's 36th Armored Division, 7th Armored Brigade, and thousands of IDF troops known as the Gideon Battle Group are preparing for a Golan Heights conflict with the Syrian and Hezbollah fighters. So they've got the military already in gear and preparing to actually a northern border situation. But at the same time, you know, you mentioned Gaza. That's still ongoing. They're still sending their fire balloons. They're still probing the fences. You know, this is still ongoing. That has not settled down particularly.
Yeah, I know in one of the tweets, I guess, that Soleimani made, he said, or speech, Mr. Trump, you know how powerful we are in asymmetrical warfare. That's kind of, and they say that they have these sleeper cells all over America that they can activate at any time. And I'm positive that's 100% true. They do. Now, whether the FBI and our military know where those people are, I have no idea. But we have been infiltrated. We're in the middle of a communist coup. That's why deep state is not allowing Trump or Sessions or anybody else, probably Sessions part of it, who knows, to do anything. And as far as the Trump coup goes, it's ongoing. And it doesn't appear that anybody's being indicted. There are no grand juries from anybody. We've talked about that before. And people really should ask, why is that so? And that's a good question, because something is happening that is prohibiting the roundup of these people when they have all the proof they need for criminal activities and treason, and yet nothing is happening. So one has to ask why. I've long maintained that China is a model for the New World Order and what's coming to America. And China has camps that are swelling as Beijing widens their dragnet. Satellite images show expansion of re-education centers in China's, I can't even pronounce where that is. But anyways, they've expanded an internment program. And they're widening now, where they've got evidently a million, if not more, people in these political re-education camps. according to the U.S. officials and United Nations experts. Are you aware that the United States military FEMA camps have in their manuals, in print, this is something Alex Jones has shown people for years now, we have re-education camps all over America. Who do you suppose they're for? What do you think, Larry?
The deplorables. I think they're for the deplorables. Because Hillary Clinton even warned that she was going to send deplorables there to be re-educated. Remember a warning before she lost?
Yes. She said that every American adult should go to a camp to be re-educated so that they would be more tolerant. And they would understand. Basically, what she's saying is you're either going to go under the New World Order and you're going to accept it all, or you're simply going to be eliminated. Now, here's an interesting article I found. Larry, I don't know if you've heard about it or not. Sources indicate Trump is about to impose martial law in California unless Brown and CalExit capitulate. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
What do you know about that?
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that, and it's very, very interesting, and I wanted to just bring up Mark Goodwin's. You know, he wrote a book just before the election called American, it's the Economic Collapse Chronicles, book 1, 2, and 3, and actually in the American Reset, it deals with a legitimate president. It deals with an Obama-like figure that's in office, and he leaves office, and the one that won the election, basically, the really patriotic guy, they took the election away from him and actually took over the country through martial law. And it's very interesting because in this book, Mark Goodwin lays out three or four nation states where two or three states here and two or three states across the country go together and secede and become a coalition to fight Washington, D.C. And, hey, boy, I don't know where he got all the ideas, but they seem to be classics in where this might go in the end.
Yeah, he might have been reading that Norwegian prophet or Dmitry Dudeman. Who knows? Because, you know, there have been a number of prophecies about the breakup of the United States. Here's another headline, bombshell. Journalists investigating Clinton child sex crimes turns up dead. This seems to happen an awful lot.
Stuart, do you remember back, I think the guy's name was Larry Nichols, if I can't remember
yes.
Exactly, but you remember when the Clintons were in power in Arkansas and he was warning that there was a long line of dead people following them around. Well, not necessarily following them, but, you know, laying around.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and I remember a question he asked. He put out a video and he said, if a number of people have been found dead that were trying to talk about the Clintons in Arkansas, what would happen if they seized power in Washington? Well, right after that, Bill Clinton won, and I guess America's gone to hell ever since.
Yeah. Well, evil puts on a good face. And everybody that met Bill or still does, I guess they say, you know, he's a very warm guy and easy to get along with, blah, 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 blah. Hillary, I'm just not sure why anybody would vote for Hillary, but they say she may even run again. Here's another headline, and this goes back to Russia. Very abnormal behavior from a Russian satellite sparks fears it may be a space weapon. What's your take on that? Is that an EMP device?
Well, we really don't know. You know, Augusto and I were on a show with I can't remember his name at the moment, but he was an insider, and he told about a space weapon that we've got up there. Now, if we've got one up there, odds are that Russia also has one. So it's very possible. They're very concerned because, Stuart, suddenly And they're calling this a, actually they're named it a mystery Russian satellite. They said its erratic behavior that suddenly began is causing concern, because if it is a weapon of a sort, what may be about to happen? And this has begun happening about the time, remember, that the warning came out about the very strange, bizarre movements of the Russian submarine fleets.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. Putin's war games factory. Workers near completion of Russia's latest supersonic 1,400-mile-per-hour strike bombers ahead of test flights later this month. Says it's 8 times better at navigating and can target their next-generation missiles 10 times more accurately. Construction plan to test the planes later this month. There's another headline here. Russian unveils their new supersonic AI-controlled strike bomber, which will hit the skies later this month, carrying a 3,100-mile-per-hour nuclear missiles. It's a Tu-22M3M upgrade, 8 times better at navigating, equipped with missiles that fly at Mach 5, can destroy an aircraft carrier, or be fitted with nuclear weapons. So they are moving ahead rapidly, and our own military said, we really don't have any way of stopping this. Have you heard any more about any of that?
Well, what's so interesting, Stuart, is the fact that it seems the deep state and America, especially their Congress, wants war with Russia. And the Trump administration seems to be the only people with enough sense to try to get out of having a war. So that's what I think about it.
Well, I think when you really analyze what's going on, you stand back a little ways, and the war is between Trump and his globalism, where people keep, where nation states keep their sovereignty and just develop trade relations, versus the globalists, which want everything to come under the United Nations. And as far as my reading the Bible, the United Nations concept is going to win, which means Trump is going to get removed unless we have a long delay of, you know, like 8 years or so. But here's another headline. Russia's S-500, how Putin could kill Air Force F-22s, B-2 stealth bombers. They are really developing something here that's not good. Here's a weather anomaly, Larry. I'm sure you've seen this one. Hurricane Hector sets records in the northeastern Pacific, while 3 consecutive Atlantic-named storms form north of 30 degrees north for the first time since 2012. There's another incident of weird weather and oddities happening. What's your take on that?
Well, at the same time, too, Stuart, Florida is, instead of having storms, they're having a heat and red tide, massive amounts of dead fish and red tide and toxic, even toxic fumes are washing up on the shores and ruining the shorelines. And this is out of character. This has never happened to Florida.
Mm-hmm. You had a, before we closed down, you had a new thing from Barry Rothman.
Yeah,
we read the thing about the Austin Fitz, who claimed that the space fleet was being, well, we know it's already been there for years, but it was being financed through trillions of dollars that's missing.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Barry Rothman's got a new one, August the 16th, is when he posted it. It's titled DNC Deputy Chairman Keith Ellison, Hitler and Israel to Die. It's a very interesting horror code with it, because actually Keith Ellison, you know, has been in the news so much lately, and Barry ran a matrix on him, and what shocked him to start with was Keith Ellison's name was in the Torah, and running right across his name in plain view was the wording, Israel to die. And so here are all six of them. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let me give you all six. Yeah, all six of them here. Number one, Keith Ellison. Number two, Israel to die. Number three, Hitler. Number four, Clinton. Number five, Huma. Number six, Arab. What do you think, Stuart?
Wow. Israel is going to lose, and I think she's going to, it says Jacob waxes thin, and in Isaiah chapter 17. She survives, but just barely. I mean, for all practical purposes, Israel does perish, and I believe NATO forces move in and becomes an international city. That's part of Revelation. And the, you know, the Temple Mount and all that. So this is going to get very, very interesting how this all plays out. But we got to remember, folks, that Israel is a thorn in the side of the nations of the world, and God so made it that way. You go into Jeremiah 50:51, I can't remember which chapter it is, but he talks about, with you, Israel, I'm going to bring down, basically, I'm paraphrasing the whole thing, I'm going to bring down the world civilization with Israel. Any nation, Zechariah says, any nation that troubles itself with Israel is going to be destroyed. But they do get a chance to really do some damage to Israel. Remember, Zechariah, I believe it is, it says two-thirds of Israelis are going to perish in this upcoming conflict. It's really, really going to be nasty. It's going to be very quick. And I think if you go into Isaiah 18, it's speaking of the United States, and we're going to go down very quickly as a nation. We've probably already been divided up and all that. But when we get our comeuppance, as you would word it, I suppose, it's very, very rapid. Any last words, Larry? We got a couple, 4 minutes, I think, left.
Yeah, here's a couple of news items. I just wanted to, we had talked about Israel, and
yes.
Koenig's International News is reporting that the U.S., talking about Kirchner and Greenblatt, say that no one will be fully pleased by the new Israeli-Palestinian peace plan. So that's going to be interesting how that unfolds. And at the same time, Ynet News also posted yesterday that Israel is under massive Chinese and Russian cyber attack. It says Israel is under a multi-frontal cyber attack. So this is, as we're talking, this is going on. And of course, most people in America are only thinking about the smokescreen in Washington, D.C.
I guess one could call that a smokescreen, couldn't they? Not a lot of words. I was watching, I think it was Fox News, this pedophilia case of the Roman Catholic Church, this investigation I think they're doing out, and it's a grand jury investigation, but none of the senators want to talk about it. I think this is the tip of the iceberg, folks. I think when you, if this is to get exposed, and the Lord sort of says, that which was hidden, I'm gonna reveal it. So I think this is just the tip of the iceberg of what's really going on. My guess is in Washington, they don't want to talk about it because a lot of people in Washington are involved in all this kind of stuff. After all, remember, they consider themselves the elite, and because they are elite, they can do whatever they want. They're above the law, and that doesn't matter. Any last word, Larry?
Well, I was just going to say nothing happened today as far as the banking system, but that threat was through Monday, so we'll just have to keep our eyes open through the weekend and into Monday and hope that nothing happens.
Yeah, folks, I would advise you get a little bit of cash and stick it under the mattress. I don't know how you, if the ATMs are down, if the banks are closed, and you don't have any cash, you're going to be in trouble because people will generally accept cash. And I think it's Noyes, that ne'er-do-well erstwhile native lady, who said that cash would be king for a short while. which would indicate that the power has gone out or whatever, things have been shut down. Anyway, thanks for everyone for listening, and we'll be back with a flash update if things go south. Otherwise, good night, take it easy, and thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on board, and we'll see everybody next week, the Lord willing. Good night.